There's a new dance video out set to an old song, not a 70s disco single or a 50s doo-wop hit. No, we're talking about a Depression-era song from the Irving Berlin musical Top Hat, one of my faves. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, Irving Berlin's estate is hoping the video, released on the 85th anniversary of the movie, will help a younger generation connect with his music.
Two female dancers huddle together at night in a dark cobblestone tunnel. As the music begins, they start to let go of each other, as if maybe it's safe, but then quickly embrace again.
The weather's frightening, thunder and lightning, a heavenly way.
In a video that's just over 2 minutes, dancers Courtney Crane and Jordan Betcher capture the yearning to be joyful, with moments of confined desperation. Their movements are at once tender and spry. Choreographer Al Blackstone says his ideas for the piece came directly from the music. A rendition of Irving Berlin's Isn't This a Lovely Day to Be Caught in the Rain by the band The Powder Room.
It's so moody and so passionate, and I just immediately felt that it really connected to also just a deep sadness and uncertainty. Particularly for dancers in New York City.
But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day.
There isn't a touch of sadness in the original number from the 1935 movie Top Hat. Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire take shelter from the rain under a gazebo and dance. Top Hat was a musical that lifted spirits during the Great Depression. Blackstone is a huge fan of Irving Berlin's and Fred Astaire's. He and videographer Pierre Marais were determined to shoot their dance film in one take.
Because that's how Fred did. I think there's only one cut in the original. So we really wanted to just do it all in one take, no edits, and preserve the dance as much as possible and preserve the moment as much as possible. But of course, that means that we had to do it many times.
Dancer Courtney Crane, who hasn't danced professionally since the start of the pandemic, didn't mind doing it as many times as they needed to.
I was thinking to myself how special it was that, you know, we were getting to do something that a lot of people aren't getting to do during this time because there aren't auditions happening and there aren't shows happening. And it was just a really special moment for me right before we did it the very last time.
Keep us together so I can honestly say, as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day.
Crane and Betcher are roommates who've been quarantined together for months, so they didn't have to wear masks when they performed. Crane says she thinks their friendship helped them embody characters who lean on each other during this difficult time. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.